Mr. O'Brien, 2191.
Who?
Mr. O'Brien. Zach O'Brien.
I'll let you know that Congressman Bill Green was operated on late last night, as we get it in serious condition.
Yeah, I'm calling Ms. Green now, and I'm sending flowers, and I've talked to his secretary and expressed my deep regret, and I've told him about closing a Navy yard. Yeah. I think I ought to tell you this, that there's about $125 million these installations are going to have to be closed, beginning with the Fort Worth Army Depot. Mm-hmm. An air base at my old college town, San Marcos, Texas.
Right.
Fort Worth Army Depot will cost us 2,000 or 3,000 jobs, and we hope we could put it off. But McNamara said all this money is wasted. He can't justify a dollar of it.
Yeah.
It begins at Camp Chaffee, Arkansas. I've talked to both senators there.
Yeah.
And then it goes to the four Navy yards, Boston, New York, San Francisco, and Philadelphia.
This includes the depot in Schenectady, New York, and the one out in Ohio, too, I guess, then, doesn't it?
I think so.
Yeah.
There's a list of them down here if you want to see them, and we've got to confirm it because we can't justify it. Telling McNamara he's got to run some, and he says not worth a dollar.
Yeah.
And we just have no choice. We'd like to keep them. He says he's going to try to give everybody else a job that's at some other installation, and he guarantee he can, and he guarantee us that with this, he's not justified in spending one dime on any of these installations, so we just have to hunker up and take it.
Yeah.
It takes two out of Nevada,
yeah,
a big air base near Reno. It takes San Francisco and the Navy Yard. It takes Brooklyn. It takes, I talked to Gene Keel and Johnny Rooney yesterday and conditioned them. I talked to Fulbright yesterday and conditioned them on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to McClellan this morning. He wants to talk to me Friday morning, but we'll have to act today, in my judgment.
Yeah.
So you better get McNamara people to give you a list of them and not talk to them, but just be familiar so when they raise hell, you'll know the story.
Yeah, we have one fellow, Leo O'Brien, a congressman from upstate New York, who with Sam Stratton came to see me on the Schenectady thing, and Manny Seller contacted me about a week ago. Vance had a meeting with the New York delegation, and they had pleaded for delay in the thing, and I don't think that we got any report back to him. Now, Leo O'Brien has a letter, I think it came in Saturday, that's en route to you asking for a chance to meet with you. I think that before the announcement, probably the easiest thing that would be just probably a call from you to Leo O'Brien. We'll keep away from Manny and the rest of them because it doesn't directly affect them. Leo, of course, is from Schenectady, and I think that he's almost, you know, he knows in his mind that the ball game's over, but he's fighting the good fight any congressman would. But he is totally alert to it and had all kinds of reports in hand when he came to see me some 3 or 4 weeks ago.
You think I'll ever have McNamara talk to those people out?
Well, I think McNamara should talk to Leo O'Brien, and I'd close it out as bad on Schenectady because, hell,
I'm afraid the more I talk to, the more involved I'll get.
Yeah, no, but see, Vance has talked to him, and I've talked to him, so I think if you could have Bob talk to him.
All right.
You'll have to be firm with him and close it out. But I don't want the guy to say, Christ, I asked O'Brien for a chance to talk to the president sometime before this was done, and I never had the chance. So I think McNamara could close it out for you, too.
Thank you, my friend.
Okay.